line waiting very patiently, Bill Hughes, head coach of the Wellington boys. And, hey, Bill, appreciate you hanging on the line. And, hey, a tough game tonight. You play a real good St. Paul team. Sounds like you had a lead, but then St. Paul comes back and wins it 43-32.
Yeah, it was a good game. We had, I think Monty and I both decided we set the game back about 50 years, first half for sure. We had, I don't remember, it was low-scoring affair at halftime. Both played pretty good defense. They have a 2-3 zone that's pretty long and makes it difficult for our kids to, score a lot against. But we did a good job just as well on their big kids and keeping them, to one shot and out, things like that. So it was a good, great effort by our kids.
Well, and I've seen St. Paul play. They're a real good team, so you got to feel good about the way your kids played.
Oh, definitely. I think it was a 5-point game with about 2 or 3 minutes left, and we had a loose ball in our hands. They got the ball back off of a silly, I don't know what it was, it's a loose ball, and then they got it right back and kicked it to the Alisea kid, and he hit a three and made an 8-point game with under 3 minutes to go, just in that quick of a time. And we even had the ball just down five, so that was pretty much a game changer.
Who played well for your Wellington Napoleon boys tonight, Bill?
Well, it was a little bit spread out tonight because Brady Hughes had 9 tonight, but they spent a lot of time finding out where he is on the court, which a lot of teams are doing recently. It was a pretty balanced offensive attack. Obviously with 32 points, it would be difficult to say anybody was explosive.
When you talk about Brady Hughes, I know he's your son, and I know you're not gonna say a lot, but I know he's a pretty good ball player, and he's getting a lot of attention from other teams, isn't he, on the defensive end?
Yeah, most nights he's seeing. Recently, he's been seeing a lot of face guarding, and Monty tonight. Every time we've played him this year, it's always constantly, "Where's number 10? Find him. Where's he at?"
Yeah,
and he is just a sophomore, and that makes it difficult on him, but he does a pretty good job of holding his own.
Okay, now on Tuesday night you had another conference game. You played Concordia. That was an overtime game.
Yeah, that was a super effort by our team going into Concordia. And they had just got done beating Knob, I think, who just won the county tournament. So to go in there and into their place and hang on and win a big overtime game was really big for our kids.
Yeah, I know Concordia is a good ball club, especially to beat them on the road. That's pretty special. Who had a big night for you that night?
Let's see. Brady had 14 that night. Can't remember the rest of it that night. Obviously, I don't have my scorebook.
No, that's fine.
I left it out in school. So Elijah Owens, a freshman we've been playing. I got 18 out of my two post players that night, which is really good for us. Between Nate Florence and Elijah Owens, they gave us 18 points that night, which was really a big, when those two kids score, that really helps our offense.
Okay, and you got three conference games coming up this next week. You go to Santa Fe, that looks like on Tuesday night. Then on Wednesday, Crestridge comes to Wellington. Then on Friday night, or it comes to your place.
Well, Crestridge is not going to be on Wednesday. We played them already earlier in the year. That was probably just a reschedule.
Okay.
Or something. I'm not sure where that came from. But Crestridge, we played earlier in the year. We played them as a 4-point game with 2 minutes to go. And you know how that goes. You end up fouling. We lost to them by 11. So that was another close game for us. But Santa Fe, we played earlier in the year. I know, Andrew does a good job of getting those kids to play hard. They've always played hard, and he's just carried on that tradition. We beat them in the county tournament, I think, by 5 or so. But I know we were up 15 going into the fourth quarter, maybe. They just never give up, always, play all the way to the end.
Well, listen, Bill, appreciate the call tonight. Congratulations on that nice win last Tuesday over Concordia. Good effort tonight. Come up a little bit short to St. Paul, but always enjoy the visit. And give us a call next week. We'll talk Wellington Napoleon Tiger basketball again.
All right, Joe. Have a good one.
All right, see you, Bill. Okay, that's Bill Hughes, head coach of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers.